Chapter 3. The Man Animals. The cub left the cave and ran outside to drink water. Today, he saw and smelled something new. 5 large living things were sitting on a fallen tree, his first humans. The 5 men did not spring to their feet, nor show their teeth, nor snarl. They did not even move. The cub felt weak and small. The cub had never seen men, yet he knew he should be afraid. One of the men walked over to him. The cub showed his little fangs, but the man laughed. The man reached out to pick up the cub. The cub bit the hand, which then hit him in return. The pain took him by surprise, and the men laughed at him. Then he heard something. His mother had heard him cry and was coming to save him. The man animal stepped back at the sight of his mother. The she-wolf stood over her cub, snarling at the men. Then one of the men gave a strange cry. "Kishe!" he cried. "It is a year, Gray Beaver, since she ran away," spoke a second man. And then the cub saw his mother become soft and gentle. He could not understand. The man came over and put his hand upon her head. She let him and the other men stroke her. "Look at her little one," said Gray Beaver. "She has been with wolves. It is clear that his father was a wolf. His fangs are white, so I will call him White Fang." Gray Beaver led Kishe, followed by White Fang, to a camp where there were many other man animals and dogs. White Fang had never seen dogs before, but they looked similar to him. The dogs rushed at him. White Fang was afraid. Then he saw the man animals driving back the dogs with clubs and stones. He understood that the man animals were makers of laws and had the power to make the law happen. They found their power in not living things like sticks and stones. In the days that followed, White Fang ran about all over the camp. He quickly came to know much of the ways of the man animals and their powers. The man animals were like gods to White Fang. As his mother, Kishe, obeyed them, so too should he. When they walked, he got out of their way. When they called, he came. When they told him to go, he went away quickly. Any time he did not obey, they could hurt him with sticks and stones.